Again. The bin bag lorry again.
No bin bag lorry again. I think that was the mum just bringing the bin bag, wasn't it? Mm. Can I take that, please?
Not coming rubbish.
Not coming rubbish? Well, I think it's just the men bringing the black plastic bags, isn't it? They come first, and then the bin lorry comes.
And the bin bag lorry.
Can you hear it?
First.
I feel very sorry for the men today because it's an awful afternoon. Look how heavy it's raining. Oh, goodness me. Those poor men.
What men?
Well, that one's got a coat and a hood up, hasn't he? That's Auntie Linda driving off, look, in a car.
Mama?
Yes. Look, that chappy, he's got a bag of plastic bags. And Brian's going out now. Oh, look, there's poor Purdy outside.
Purdy!
Well, I must just open the door because she's going to be very upset at getting so wet, isn't she?
We'll be all wet now.
She will be all wet. Ready? Come on, sweetheart. Come on.
Sweetheart's all wet now.
Is sweetheart all wet now? Yes.
Not captain. Not mobile shop.
Look at it, mobile shop. Oh, she's going upstairs, Thomas. She's coming wet and she wants to go upstairs.
Oh, wet now.
It's been a miserable day all day, hasn't it? It's been very dull.
Pretty wet.
And now it's terrible. The rain's absolutely pouring now.
There's no bin bag lorry today. No bin bag lorry day. No bin bag lorry day.
No, I'm sure he'll come. The men come round first of all, don't they? Putting black sacks through that we can use next week.
Heard it.
And then somebody else comes and gathers all the bags together, and then the bin bag lorry comes and picks them all up. We've not actually seen the bin men for a few weeks now because
not watch the bin bag lorry, not up you.
We've not been in, have we? We've been at Sonny
and
Miss
Not up you, big wheel. Short wheels.
Dear.
Short wheels. Dear.
Last week we saw it on our way to Sonia's house, didn't we? We saw the bags. And what about the week before? I can't remember what we were doing.
Nothing but lorry.
They'll be coming.
Remember.
Oh, Kate's going out now. That's all the cars from next door.
Kate's coming on.
Yes.
Oh, crying.
Purdy's crying because she wants something to eat.
Brian come back.
Has Brian come back?
Brian. Kate.
And Kate?
Kate, not Brian, no Brian. Kate. Something in the wheat.
Well, that must be why Brian and Linda had to move their cars, because Kate was far behind them, wasn't she?
And Kate.
Yes, Kate normally lives in Turkey, but she's come home on holiday, hasn't she, for a few days?
Men gone.
Well, the men have gone because they've put clean bags through people's doors. And they gathered all the dirty bags together. And now somebody will be coming along in the dustbin lorry, picking up all the bags. I think I can hear it, can you? Can you hear that noise? What's the noise saying? Ooh, that's a big noise.
Watch out.
Watch out. You're whispering again.
What's this now?
What's this coming now? It's the bin bag lorry.
Wow. Mummy, come on, Mummy. Some in the beach.
Well, I'm just here. You tell me when the bin bag lorry comes. I'll make sure I see it. I can definitely hear him. I can hear the wind as well, Thomas. The wind sounds terrible.
Mummy, see the bin bag. Mummy.
Yes.
Come on, Mummy. Something to eat.
Daddy's having something to eat?
Yes.
Make sure you don't leave the window, otherwise you won't see the bin bag lorry, will you?
Because it's all wet now.
Yeah, so she's been outside in the rain, Tommy.
And it will wolf now. I did not touch it here.
Oh, Thomas, have you disturbed her again? Leave her alone. Look, if you're going to go and sit in that window, you're going to miss...
You
are. Now, you sent her upstairs before she's finished her meal.
Sent her on it.
Oh, well, that's silly, because she hadn't finished eating, had she?
No. Ran away.
She ran away, yes, because you disturbed her. No, it's not funny, Thomas. That's not nice.
Yes.
Just imagine if you're in the middle of eating some Smarties and somebody said, right, that's it, off you go. You'd be very, very upset to think you hadn't finished them, wouldn't you?
No.
You would. You might say no now, but I think you'd find you would.
Well, I've been eating all on top. There's a racing car in the window ledge.
You're going to get the racing car to play with on the window ledge?
Yeah.
Get off the chair, Thomas.
Look, I want it.
Only step on the chair to look out the window.
Step.
Can't climb on furniture.
Do the dance. Mummy, find the driver.
What would you like? The driver that belongs to the digger?
The big one.
Is he still in the toy box?
Yeah.
Whereabouts? Do you know?
Hello.
In here?
Daddy. Daddy.
No, I can't see him, Thomas. I don't know where you've put him.
Put him.
You going to finish your milk?
Yeah.
You were drinking milk, weren't you?
Milk, Tom.
Some more milk. And after we've watched the bin bag lorry, would you like to help Mummy hang the washing up?
Yeah. The bin bag lorry, yeah.
But perhaps because of the rain.
Men on.
They've decided to.
Two men on.
Two men have walked further down the street, haven't they, collecting more bags and delivering clean bags. I would imagine they're perhaps all sitting in the cab of the lorry though, sheltering from the rain. Are you holding my hair? That's nice.
Farty pants.
What did you call me?
Farty pants.
Farty pants? Why are you calling me farty pants? Oh, that's not nice. You're being very loving on one hand. Holding my hand and then holding my hair and then calling me something rude. It's not nice.
Yeah.
That's making a funny noise when you drink it, isn't it?
So I've put it.
I don't know where the driver is, Thomas. You were playing with him this morning, weren't you? Did Demetra come this morning?
Mm.
Was she playing with you?
Mm.
What were you doing together?
I built a little thing everywhere. Things everywhere.
Were things everywhere, were there?
Yes.
Is that what Demetra said? Were things everywhere? Did you help her tidy up?
Yes.
Did you? I hope you did, because it's not fair, is it, to get a lot of things out and leave them for somebody else to tidy away. What's happened to the bin bag lorry, Thomas?
Gone now.
Is he gone now?
Bin bag lorry away. And land on.
I can hear a sound that sounds like him. You can hear the engine, but also you can hear the thud as the men are throwing the bags into the back of the lorry. Did you see where the man put our bag, Thomas? He left it in the tree, didn't he? At the front of the house, can you see? He popped it in between the branches of the tree. You can hear Birdie crying again. Now you keep watching for the bin bag lorry and I'll go and see to Birdie. You mustn't come through.
Purdy, oh well, Purdy.
No, Purdy doesn't want you to come through. She wants to finish her meal in peace. The milk nice, Thomas?
Yeah.
Yes. Good.
Bimmin. Bimmin.
Can you hear them now?
Mm. Yes.
In the summer when we used to look out of the window, we used to see a lot of people walking past. It's such a miserable day today. I think everybody's staying inside. And it's darker than it was yesterday or the day before because the clocks went back.
It's a big bad lorry.
Have you finished the milk?
The milk.
No. Don't put your milk in the skip. Have you finished with it?
No, I didn't.
Have you finished with it, Thomas?
No.
Can I have it, please?
No.
If you drop this on the floor and it spills, I should be very cross. Please, may I have it?
Yes.
Thank you, that's a good boy. Are you going to finish this little drop in the bottom?
No.
Did you enjoy it?
No.
No? Oh, dear. It's a shame.
Look, I just spilled it.
Oh, didn't I?
Spilled it.
You spilled it?
Mm.
I I think actually that's some milk that was on your lips, because I just come to get a cloth to wipe your lips, and before I've come back, you've wiped your face on the back of the chair, haven't you? There you are. Do you like to just wipe your hands as well? Good boy, thank you. Thomas, you're going to fall off then.
Ready to fall off. Hello, Purdy. Purdy, Purdy. Anyway, Purdy.
No. You leave her alone.
No.
Come on, if you want to play with these toys on the window ledge, stand behind the chair, not on top of it. Go around the back.
No. Minute. Put it in the driver.
You're still looking for the driver all the way? You don't know where he is, Tom.
Thomas the Tank Engine!
You've got a racing car and Thomas the Tank Engine? No, yeah. Go around the back of the chair.
Go around the back.
All lined up on the window latch, haven't you? She's quite right on her side, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
You want to come here now? Watch that. We saw the man last week, didn't we? We weren't at home, but we saw him. And he recognised you and he waved to you.
The car not going past?
No, if the car can't get past the bin bag lorry. So look, he's driven up Sue's drive and now he's reversing. He's obviously going to drive around the other way, isn't he? There, have they taken all our rubbish? They're collecting it now from the other side of the road, aren't they?
Not push. Not sound. Wolf, wolf. Stop. Wolf, wolf
now. They're going to drive off now. Whose house are they at now? Made a funny noise, didn't it? Whose rubbish is that that they're taking?
Sue's.
Did you see he pressed a button and now the grinder's coming into action? It's going to crush all the bags. Oh dear, dear, the driver's driven off and the bin man's still got a bag he didn't manage to put in the back of the lorry. He's having to walk down the street after the lorry now to put it in himself, isn't he?
Finished.
It's finished. Can you see Stephen's car? Can you see at the back a light flashing? That's reflection from the bin bag lorry. They're flashing light. It's a reflection flashing on Stephen's car. Can you see?
Yeah.
So when it stops, we'll know they've driven off. There we are. They've gone.
Rover.
Pardon?
Rover.
Yeah, they've all gone. They've all gone. Look, the little boy's come home from school.
They might not be bad, Laurie.
Well, then, bad, Laurie.
Not for the bin bag,
no. He's looking at something on the footpath. I wonder if the bin bag people have dropped something on the path. He's walking up and down, looking, isn't he? I think he's dropped something. Oh, I see. He's waiting for his mummy and sister, look. They're coming up behind, aren't they? Mm. We used to watch that lady coming back from school with her children wearing a sun hat and glasses, didn't we? And look at her now, she's got a yellow coat on the hood and an umbrella. It's not nice, is it?
No.
Very dark.
Did I stop?
Yes, they're going inside now. Think they're going in for their tea?
No.
No?
Well, love.
I think they probably are, Thomas. And I've had a busy day at school. I'll be looking forward to tea at home.
Big digger.
Big digger? It's gone now, it's driven off. Would you like to put your slippers on, Thomas?
No.
No. You might tread on something and hurt your foot. What do you think this is?
Not one.
That's Daddy on the phone.
Daddy.
It's Daddy.
Daddy, what?
It wasn't Daddy, was it? It was your Daddy. Talk to me, Thomas.
No.
No, what are you going to do? Just play with the engines on the window ledge? It's not very sociable, is it? Would you like to help me hang the washing out?
Thanks. See you, Thomas. A door passed.
Did you see the car go past?
A digger.
A digger?
No, it's gone past a bin lorry.
Car's gone past the bin bag lorry. I'm past the bin bag lorries. Probably at Christopher's house now. He's gone down the road, won't he? Doing what he did at our house, picking up bags. So he's probably gone to where Christopher is.
Mark come back.
Has Mark come home?
Yeah.
Oh yes, he has, hasn't he?
He's not sick.
No, he's still sitting in his car, he's just driven out. Got the lights on that nice car, hasn't he?
No light.
It's dark now, you see, so he's got to put his lights on.
No, son, no lady. No.
Do you not want the lady to sit in the car?
No.
Oh, that's not very nice, is it?
You were playing with that lady this morning when you were playing with Demetra. Did you tell Demetra what you did at the weekend?
No.
Grandma and Grandad were here, weren't they?
Yeah.
And we went out yesterday. Remember going to the park? We went to the big park, Thomas, and you saw the fish in the big pool. And what did the fish say? You're not going to tell me? The fish jumped out of the pool, didn't it, when you walked past? Thomas, are you not going to talk to me?
No.
Oh, why not? Poor Mummy. Mummy's going to get very lonely if she's no one to talk to.
And I don't know Mark.
Well, that's the paper boy. Mark's turned the lights off in his car and he's going into his house. And the paper boy's just ridden past on his bicycle.
Another boy,
that's another paper boy. One has an orange newspaper sack and the other one had a green newspaper sack.
Heard it.
What can you hear?
Heard
it. You think it's nearby, I thought it sounded like an aircraft, an aeroplane in the sky.
Not proud.
We can't see it today for the clouds, can we?
No clouds, roll off now.
The paper boy? Is he riding off?
Little Brian, go take.
Linda and Brian, have they just come back in their car? With Kate? No, Kate. Was it just Linda and Brian? Well, what did you get yesterday when we were in the shop? You got a tractor book, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because there are four books in the series. A train, a truck, a bus, and a tractor. And we managed to find three of them, haven't we? The train, the truck, and the bus. But we hadn't found the tractor book. And then when we were out yesterday with Grandma and Grandad, we saw the tractor book. And Grandma bought it for you, didn't she?
No.
Would you like to look at it?
No.
Let's hear if you do. And we went to that nice tea room, didn't we? We had a drink. You had juice with a straw, didn't you, Ribena? And the rest of us had cups of tea and pieces of cake. And when we came home, we had something else to eat. Do you remember we lit the pumpkin candle because it was Halloween last night?
Happy birthday!
No, we didn't sing happy birthday. It was a candle, wasn't it? But it wasn't a birthday candle.
No.
We lit it again today when Demetra
came. Slip!
You slipped? Well, would you like to come put your slippers on?
No! Slippers gone.
Where have your slippers gone? I had them a moment ago, I can't remember.
Slip.
Oh, they're here, Thomas. Shall we put them on?
No!
Well, yeah, with your tractor book and then
oh.
Just, a second. That was a lady trying to sell Mummy some new doors and windows. That's lovely, we didn't need any new doors and windows because we had them done last year, do you remember?
Look,
the jigsaw out. Look! Are we getting the jigsaw out of the box? Do you remember when we had new doors and windows fitted, Thomas? Because you woke up one morning and you saw somebody with a ladder at your window.
No.
Mummy.
And when he started knocking the window out, you said, uh-oh. Thomas said, uh-oh.
What's it?
Mummy's pegging the washing up. What are those?
Oh, wet.
The wet, yes, we're going to hang them up to dry. They're your vests, that's right. If you hang them over the rails on the radiator, they'll soon be dry, won't they?
Oh, it's a piece.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, wet.
It's wet, it's all wet, but it's all come off the washing machine. These are Thomas's pyjamas, look.
No, Mummy. Thomas.
Thomas's blue pyjamas.
No, no, Thomas.
There's some more pyjamas here, look.
It's dark.
Yes, it's dark around here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Look, pyjamas with teddy bears on them.
What's this?
And that's another pair of pyjamas. The pair that Mummy's hung up already are light blue trousers, pyjamas.
What's this?
And those are dark blue. They're on your vests. Thomas wears white vests, doesn't he?
More. What's this?
It's another vest. You've got lots and lots of vests, Thomas.
Hmm.
Haven't you?
What's this?
It's another vest. Nearly everything in the basket belongs to you.
Oh, mess. We'll make it up.
Oh, dear, is there a mess? Well, there is a mess, but once we've hung all the clothes up, there won't be a mess anymore, will there? We've got to get the clothes air out in a moment.
What's this?
Oh, that's a little hat that you used to wear when you were a baby. It's a tiny sun hat. Grandma and Grandad bought that for you one day.
Put it on.
You can put it on, but it won't fit you now. Let me have a look inside and see if it says an age. Oh, it says small. It's a tiny baby hat, Thomas.
Is it on?
Put it on.
No.
No, I don't think it will fit you.
No, baby.
But you're not a baby anymore, are you? No.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I call you Mummy's baby, but now who's coming home now?
What's that?
It's either Fred or Rachel. Somebody's just come next door. Be careful. No, don't climb on the chair, Thomas. Just look through the window.
What have you done back?
Who is it?
No, Rachel come back.
Has Rachel come back?
Yes.
You can see her, can you?
Hmm. What's come back now?
What's come back now? Well, you've just told me Rachel's come back. Is that right?
For a doll. What's that, Mummy?
Well, inside that little net, there are some more baby clothes. Let's open it and have a look. There are small things that might get lost in the washing machine when he slips inside a net. Oh, look, mittens to match the hat.
Hey.
Oh, no, they don't. No, they're not mittens. They're little booties and they don't match the hat that you were just wearing. We have another hat we've washed here. That first hat you were trying on.
Mold the train.
Do you want to build a train with a coat on it?
Mold.
Just a moment.
Mold the train.
Well, let's get these from the first.
Mold the train.
Hold the train?
No, train.
But that's a little hat that Grandma and Grandad bought you. And this hat was given to you as a present and it came with two booties, a pair of booties, and two tiny mittens. A pair of mittens. Look, one for your right hand and one for your left hand. And they're ever so small, aren't they? I don't think they fit you.
Not fit you.
Could it fit you now?
Well, I miss you. Fit.
Look how tiny these mittens are. Look. They're not big boy mittens, are they? They're baby mittens.
Baby mittens.
Let's see if there's a size inside the hat. Oh, it says a four-part set, aged 6 to 12 months. Oh.
Piece of wood.
Piece of wood. Have you picked up a wooden coat hanger? You were playing with the coat hangers last week, weren't you?
Yeah.
I can't remember when, but I know one day you were building something. Oh, it was the day you weren't very happy, I think. Yeah. You weren't very happy that day. I don't know what was the matter.
Pay up.
You were fine until we wanted you to talk, and then you didn't want to play, did you? But Mummy's brought the coat hangers down now. No, Thomas, they're clean things. We've just washed them. We're hanging them up to dry. If you throw them on the floor, they're going to get dirty again.
No.
Yes, and then we're going to have to wash them again. And that's a waste of time and effort, isn't it?
No clothes.
Mummy's brought the clothes hangers downstairs because she wants to hang up Daddy's shirts to dry. And now they've all got to be ironed. Oh, dear, dear. Oh, dear, dear. Oh, dear, dear. Are you going to help iron Daddy's shirt?
No.
No, Daddy doesn't help iron Daddy's shirts. No. Poor Mummy. Poor Mummy. You don't even iron your own shirts, do you?
No.
What colour's your shirt today?
Gold.
What colour is it?
Red.
It's a red shirt. And you've got red socks. Who dressed you in that this morning?
Me.
No, Mummy put your nappy on your vest, but who dressed you?
Mummy.
No, who was here this morning and put some clothes on?
Daddy.
No.
And then Mummy.
No. Somebody else dressed you this morning. She was here at lunchtime. Who was here earlier on today?
Demetra. Mummy nappy change.
Yes, I did the nappy change and I put your vest on. But Demetra put on these beautiful red socks, your cord trousers, your blue t-shirt, and your red and blue shirt. But you wouldn't let her put slippers on, would you? I think we'd better put slippers on now, though, don't you?
What's this?
What's that? Let me have a look. Let's have a look. Oh, it's a bit of fluff. It's a bit of green fluff. That must be from the washing machine. It's nearly dark, Thomas. Can we have the pumpkin candle lit at tea again?
No.
No, we had it last night at tea and we had it at lunchtime today. And do you remember when we went to that National Trust place yesterday for a cup of tea? Mm. Remember all those pumpkins in the window, on the windowsill? Mm. You were playing with them, weren't you?
Mm.
Oh, why are you smelling my hair and saying poo? That's not nice. Oh, do you not love Mummy?
No.
Oh, poor Mummy. I think you do really, don't you?
No.
No? Oh, poor Mummy. Mummy's not been very well today. Were you lying down with Mummy earlier on?
Who fell over?
Who fell over?
Thomas.
Thomas fell over? When was that? Just now?
No, Mummy.
Hello, Thomas. Are you all right, sweetheart?
No.
What would you like for tea tonight?
Sausage roll shop.
Sausage roll shop?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we can't go to the sausage roll shop.
Yay.
No, it's pouring with the rain and by the time we get there it'll have closed. It's 20 minutes to 5 o'clock and they shut at 5.
Poo!
Why do you keep smelling me and saying poo? That's not nice.
Yeah.
Do I smell nice?
No.
No?
Poo.
Oh, I think I smell sweeter than you smell sometimes.
No.
I think so.
Pay up.
Pay up? What do you mean, pay up?
Daddy Rod pay up.
Daddy Rod pay up? What are you talking
about? Pay up.
What are you talking about?
Daddy Rod. Daddy pay up.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, Tom.
Bin bag lorry pay up.
The bin bag lorry pay up?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Bin bag pay up.
I don't know what you're meaning.
Ouch.
You're talking gobbledygook, aren't you?
Gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook. Pardon?
Boo.
What are you saying, Thomas? What are you trying to tell me?
What's this pumpkin?
What's this pumpkin? Whoops, we had some pumpkin pie as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, Mummy did. Who brought pumpkin pie? Did Dimitri bring pumpkin pie for us to try?
Mmm.
It's nice, isn't it?
Ouch. And I'll fall over.
You've fallen over?
Mmm.
You're clumsy, aren't you?
No.
You are.
No.
Clumsy Thomas, that's what you are.
No, oh, dirty.
What's all dirty, love?
Dirty and clothes.
Oh, the clothes will be dirty if we put them on the floor and you tread on them, yes.
I don't know.
She eating all the food?
No, it's a drop.
Well, a little bit left, a little drop left. Pretty's eating her food.
It's a drop.
When you were eating the other night, Purdy was looking at you and you put one of your peas from your plate on the floor and Purdy hid it up, didn't she? You didn't expect it to.
Cheeky Purdy. Naughty Purdy.
She wasn't naughty, no, because you gave it to her. You shouldn't have given it to her if you didn't expect her to eat it.
I lip it.
Thomas, will you stop climbing on the chairs, please?
Oh.
Get down.
Yes.
No, get down.
There's a lot.
Yes, of course.
That's with light working.
Are you going to check on the lights and the equipment?
Orange light
and what else can you see?
The red light.
The red light? What about the green lights? Are there any green lights?
Yeah.
How many green lights?
And a red one.
And a red one? There should be 2 orange, 4 green and 1 red.
1 green there.
1 green there, yes. And what about on the mantelpiece? No, there won't be any more in here, Thomas. This side, sweetheart.
No, another one.
There should be another one here, look.
No,
what about there? How many can you see there?
1, 2, 3. One orange light.
How many green ones can you see?
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. 2 there, 1 there, and 1 there. That's 4.
1 done. 1 missing.
1 missing? No, there isn't. It's on the mantelpiece above the fireplace.
Fireplace.
We had the fire lit this weekend, didn't we? Because it was
dark.
Oh, steady.
The
hat dropped. Yes, but it's not really a hat. It's a toy from your high chair, isn't it? Are you going to bring the chair through the train through here?
No. Oh, a big mess.
Yes, there is a big mess. Who made the mess?
That was it.
Right, well, you better come away from the mess, hadn't you? Come here, please.
No.
If you stay there, you've got to tidy it up. Thomas, come here, please. Thomas.
Come on, away from the mess.
Not on the wood. No. 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 Well, you can cry when you like, but you don't do that on Walter Thomas. No, you've damaged it. You can play around here on the floor.
Window
ledge. Yes, you can play with my window ledge, but you're not You're not doing it on wooden furniture.
Yeah.
Because you're too rough.
No.
Yes, you don't need to be, but it just damages the wood twice having wheels on it. And listen, if you're not careful on the windowsill, I shall stop you doing it there as well. You've got to be gentle when you play with big things.
No. Oh no,
you've dropped one?
Yeah.
What have you dropped?
The train.
You dropped the train?
Yay.
Oh dear. You picked it back up then, haven't you?
Yeah.
We've just got Daddy's shirts to hang up now, Thomas. Any more coat hangers, have we?
No. No. No.
Where's the horse that sits in the train?
Oh, don't know.
Here he is, look. Thomas, don't be ratty.
No.
No, why are you throwing on the floor? That is not nice. Oh dear, Thomas isn't in a very nice mood. No, he's not. No, that's not nice doing that. Not nice at all.
Yeah.
It's not a good boy, is it?
Yeah.
Right, shall we have another break? Because Mummy needs to go and get some more hangers.
No.
No? I can see the taxi over there. Can you see the black taxi?
Yes. Not a yellow one,
no. No, it's not a yellow taxi, it's a black taxi.
Roll off.
Pardon?
Roll off.
Not go off?
No.
Is it not driven off?
No.
I think he's probably just come home, hasn't he? I didn't see him because a few minutes ago when we looked out, the taxi wasn't there. He must have come home for his tea as well, Thomas.
Light on.
Yes, I've had to put the light on because it's so dark. And if you look over the road, Mark's put his light on. And Sue's neighbour's put her light on. Sue hasn't got a light on, has she? Look, there's a red car driving past. It's got its lights on.
No, Sue's gone back there.
No, Sue's car's there, but I don't think she's there missing. We saw Sue yesterday, didn't we?
Mm.
With a pussycat. And what was Smudge doing?
Not eating.
Not eating?
No.
No, he was sitting on the grass, wasn't he?
Eating.
Look, there's Linda.
No, Linda.
No. Perhaps it was Brian. Do you think it was Brian?
No, Grandma.
You think it was Grandad and Grandma?
Yeah.
I don't think it was, Thomas.
Really? Grandma.
And there's a little lady walking past, look.
A poorly leg.
Has she got a poorly leg?
Yeah.
Is she limping? Oh yeah, she does seem to be walking very slowly, doesn't she?
Mm.
She looks like she has a very heavy bag of shopping with her.
shopping, no.
Do you not think it's shopping in the bag?
No.
What do you think it is?
No bag.
Oh, she has a big bag with her, Charles.
No. No.
Don't deserve nice toys. Do they?
Yeah.
Yes, I don't think they do. And also little boys would love to have as many nice toys as you have. But they wouldn't throw them on the floor, they'd look after them properly. What did Daddy say to you last week about Jay Jimmy? Said if you weren't going to look after your things, you'd give them all to Jay Jimmy, didn't he?
No thanks.
No thanks.
Mama? The petting number.
Pippin's come back.
Mabel's sitting on.
Auntie Mabel?
Yeah.
What's about Auntie?
The tank engine not get past.
Thomas, the tank engine can't get past?
No, Mabel's gone.
Auntie Mabel's come on. What do you mean?
The engine.
I think in a few minutes, Thomas, we're going to draw the curtains because we've got a light on. And everybody can out from outside can see us inside when we've got a light on. I don't think I want everybody scared on it. They can all see you playing with your toys. They might want to come in and play with them themselves, and they'll be able to see all Daddy's shirts drying, won't they? And that doesn't look very nice from outside.
It's dark.
Yes,
it's
very dark. It's very dark. Why can't you not get past?
Let's make the bed.
Is there another car in the way?
Whee!
The racing car?
Yes, whee! Whee!
But what will you have to say? What do you say when you can't do something? You want somebody to move, you say, excuse me, please.
Me.
That's right, Thomas the Tank Engine will have to say, excuse me, please, to the racing car.
Please, driver.
Excuse me, please, driver.
Just pass them now.
Yes, Suleyboy, so you can go past now, can't you?
Yes.
Did the racing car driver move when he said, please come and get past?
Well, they did not get past.
The digger can't get past. Well, what's he got to say to the racing car?
Excuse me.
Excuse me, please, there you are. Has he managed to get past now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it works.
Maybe they did not get past.
It works. So what's the magic word?
Excuse me, please. Excuse me, driver.
There. Has it worked? Has he got past?
Yeah.
Good.
Whoa. Mama, Pippin done that. Holidays. Nice Spain.
Pippin's been to holiday to Spain?
Mm.
Did you have a nice holiday in Spain?
Yes, it's Ruby doll.
Yes, when we were in Spain, Thomas, and it was nearly... That's right. Oh, well, didn't you see the little yellow car said, excuse me, please, and he's got past without any problems, hasn't he? Mm. I was just saying, Thomas, when we were in Spain at 5 o'clock...
They didn't gone past.
Have they? Yeah. Are you sure it had gone past? We were all sitting by the pool wondering whether we should go in and have showers before tea. And here we are now, a few weeks later, and it's dark. It's the same time outside, but it's dark.
It's me.
You're very polite, Thomas, saying excuse me, please, aren't you?
Excuse me.
But it's doing the trick, isn't it?
Excuse me.
Excuse me, please.
Excuse me, please.
That's better. That's a good boy.
The boys don't get anything. Hooray!
Hooray?
Yes.
Why are you saying hooray?
Birdie come in. Birdie come in.
Birdie come in?
Bertie
the bus?
Yes, coming. Hey, Ray!
Why's Bertie the bus shouting hooray?
Bertie coming.
Bertie, there's Bertie the bus. Is that who you're looking for?
Hey, Ray!
Bertie the bus. What are you saying, Thomas?
Thomas is time to drive off.
Thomas is time to drive off?
Mmm.
Where's he driven to?
To Birdie's house. Birdie's house.
To Birdie's house?
Yeah, Birdie's house.
Oh, Birdie's house. I was about to say Birdie's house is the same as Thomas's house, but you said Birdie's house, didn't you?
Thomas the Tank
Engine's house.
It's a big engine.
Stop the station.
Stop the station, the trailer.